Anthony Trifoletti is joining us. He is the music director for Lorain Community Music Theater's production of Anything Goes, and they are hosting auditions for that production this weekend. Anthony, thank you for joining us. How are you?
Thank you, Andy. I'm doing well, and how are you?
So far, so good. Enjoying this beautiful sunshine. I mean, it is gorgeous outside. We need that to continue for those auditions for you guys throughout the weekend. Let's begin with that, my friend. I know you guys have the auditions the next few days here. What all are you guys looking for? As I understand it, you're looking for tap dancers, correct?
We are. We are looking for, we call them triple threats in the theater. We want people that can sing, dance, and act. There are a lot of tap dancing numbers in Anything Goes, so that's something that we are particularly looking for this show.
I was just going to ask. I mean, you mentioned that you're looking for a triple threat, and I think that's interesting. I'd not heard of that phrase before. What exactly is it do auditioners need to know going into the audition this weekend? Are there things they need to know, and what kind of things should they bring to the audition?
They are going to need to bring a 32-bar cut of music to sing, something in the style of the show. So think like Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, stuff from that era. And then they'll need to bring some tap shoes because they are going to have to do some dancing in this audition as well.
You mentioned you need that triple threat, Anthony. Anything goes. Anyone who's seen the performance, either on Broadway, either seen the movies that have been made, knows that there's a little bit of everything involved in this. What was it about you that made you want to tackle this one for you guys?
Oh, it's just such a classic in the theater repertoire. It's an hilarious show that Cole Porter has put together, and it just has so many classic themes, the who's on first mentality. A lot of fantastic music and some great roles. Reno Sweeney, Billy Porter. There are some really wonderful parts in this show. It's a great show for families to come see. It'll provide for some really fun evenings of entertainment this summer.
Anthony, where are these auditions taking place and when are they taking place this weekend?
The auditions are at St. Peter Parish here in Lorain, and that's at 3655 Oberlin Avenue, again in Lorain. And the auditions are Saturday, tomorrow, April 14th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and then 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., so we have two slots there. And then Sunday, the 15th, from 2 to 5 p.m.
You mentioned that you're looking for those that are considered triple threats. You know, for those of us who have never been through that process, how difficult can it be to find folks who can do all three of the things that you guys are looking for in the auditions tomorrow?
We are very fortunate in the Cleveland area here to have so many wonderful performers. There's so much theater happening all the time in the Cleveland area. And the people around here, the people that participate in the community theaters and the semi-professional theaters, they are so blessed to just have these skills ingrained in them from doing it so much. So we are looking for some really good talent. I think we're hoping to cast around 2025 in this production.
Again, we're talking with Anthony Trifoletti. He is the music director for the Lorain Community Music Theater's production of Anything Goes. The auditions are this weekend, and the performance dates are in the middle of July, July 13th, all the way through the 22nd. Anthony, if we can for a second here, I want to see if we could just spend some time on this all-star team. You guys have certainly assembled, leading the way yourself. I mean, this whole thing is being choreographed by Melissa Bertoloni, also directed by Jackie Lowe. I had the chance to work with Jackie a little bit at Notre Dame College in my 6 years there as well. Your producer as well, Marlene Karpinski as well. Just talk about that experience and what it's like to work with a group like that.
Oh, it's a wonderful team. Jackie is an awesome director. She's a union stage manager based out on the east side, works as a professor at Notre Dame College, as you mentioned. She is a barrel of laughs and has a wonderful rapport with the cast that we assemble. Really great to work with her. This will be my, I think, second show working with her, but her work is known all throughout the Cleveland area. Marlene, as our producer, I'm lucky enough to work with her here at St. Peter's, where I work full time. We work together. She is a wonderful producer, keeps things running. Lynn Maslinski, Julie Billinghurst is a stage manager, and Melissa Bertoloni, a fantastic choreographer. It's just incredible to have all these people come together, spend so much of their time together through the summer, and put together a fantastic production.
Anthony, when you're doing a show, as famous as anything goes is, again, a lot of people who enjoy Broadway know that show, know the movies. How important is it to have a team like that, people you can turn to, you can trust, and know we'll get this thing up and going by the time you guys, July 13th is going to be here rather quickly?
It will. It's absolutely vital that you've got a strong team of people that can come together and have a collective vision for the show. If all the parts are working separately, then the production ends up looking like you've had five people working separately on it. There's not a common theme, a common element. But when you get a group of people together that likes working together and has done this before with each other, it tends to put together a very cohesive and excellent-looking product. And that's what we're hoping to do this summer.
Anthony, when you mentioned that collective vision, is that something that sort of comes together as well after the auditions? Do you have an idea of what you want going into it? And sometimes can you see someone who maybe changes your mind while they're doing the audition?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think we all have somewhat of a vision of what we'd like to see coming out for these parts, but it's always a ton of fun to have a game changer come to audition, someone you may not be expecting or someone that you didn't think would be right for a part initially, and then they knock your socks off in auditions. It's always great to have that. Give the people an opportunity to prove themselves for a role that you may not have thought them right for.
Sure. For those coming to audition, I mean, what are some tips you have for people who are thinking about coming out and giving it a go?
Have fun. That is the biggest tip I can give. If you look like you are having fun and you're selling what you're doing, that's the best way to ace an audition. It helps if you know your music too, but
obviously,
if,
yes.
If you are confident in what you're doing and can sell it, that's what we're looking for.
Anthony, in your position as the music director, what are some of the challenges in your position for something such as this? Because there's such a musical element to this production, what are some of the challenges for you as the music director?
Well, there's a couple things. One would be that a lot of this score is very familiar to the public. You've got songs like Anything Goes, De Lovely, Blow Gabriel Blow, songs that people are going to be familiar with. I Get a Kick Out of You. So you've got to do them the justice of all these years of past recordings that people are hearing. They've got people, audience members have an idea in their head coming into the show of what things are going to sound like. So you have to, while trying to keep the production fresh and original, make sure that you are doing the music justice. Also, with a limited amount of time, I mean, we only have about 6 weeks of rehearsal, teaching a full score plus putting together an orchestra and getting it all to sound good and look good together at the same time. It takes a lot of work, but the reward is certainly worth it.
You mentioned you get about 6 weeks of rehearsal. Now, a lot of people may hear that and say, wow, that's a ton of time, 6 weeks, but that flies, I'm sure. I mean, as Matt mentioned earlier, I mean, July is going to be here before we know it. On some days, it feels like July is already here, like today, but I'm sure on Sunday and Monday when it's snowing outside, it'll feel like July is a year and a half away. But
it will.
6 weeks, you know, how tough is that in those 6 weeks to get all of that work in and rehearse and try and get yourselves ready to put on a great show in July?
It's tough. I mean, you've got all these people in this cast, they're volunteering their time. And when you say to someone, I need you for 4 hours a night, 3 or 4 hours a night for 6 weeks, Sunday through Thursday, it's a big time commitment. But the people that come out love doing what they're doing, and they want to have that wonderful end product just as much as we do. So it's a challenge, definitely, to put together something in that amount of time, especially when you're working with people who are just freely giving their time. But, again, the payoff is very rewarding.
Oh, yeah, no question about that, too. You mentioned something I want to hit on also. I think it's cool, too, from your perspective, as you said, during these auditions, the fact that, you know, there's that element of surprise, because you don't always know who's going to come out to these auditions. Maybe it's somebody you've seen before. Maybe it's somebody you've heard before. But I think the cool thing about auditions is you get the opportunity to discover something or discover someone you just haven't seen or heard from before. And that's got to be a really cool part of this week, and again, is just kind of uncovering something or someone you haven't seen yet.
Oh, it is. It's always wonderful to have somebody that yeah, like you said, you've never really seen before. Maybe you know their name, but you haven't seen them work, and get to see them come in and do their thing and do something that only they can do. It's also wonderful to see the same people that you've had in years past, because you get to see them come back and grow with each new show. It's really an amazing process to watch people develop into actors and singers and see the new ones come onto the scene for the first time. It's a ton of fun.
Very good stuff. Well, Anthony, before we let you go, for those out there wondering again one more time where they can go in order to show their stuff at the auditions this weekend, where exactly and when exactly is all this going down?
Yes, the auditions are at St. Peter's in Lorain, 3655 Oberlin Avenue. And the audition times are Saturday from 10 to 12, and then 1 to 3, and Sunday from 2 to 5.
Good stuff. Anthony, this was a lot of fun. Thanks for shedding some light on the auditions tomorrow. And as we get closer to the actual performance date in July, we'll definitely have to have you on again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andy.
Again, Anthony Trifoletti, he is the music director for Lorain Community Music Theater's production of Anything Goes. And while the performances aren't until July, if you want in on that and you want to strut your stuff, well, the auditions this weekend at St. Peter's School, that's the time to do it.